As we saw in the first presentations this morning, that the key and fundamental work in addressing food security issues occurs on the ground and at a community level. But as we saw in those presentations, a number of links with global initiatives, global policies, and global sources of funding. And we're really, in this session, want to turn the coin on the other side, recognizing the essential role that global agencies play, recognizing the global responsibility in addressing what are our common problems, and in a very practical way, look and draw on the experience of people who are actively involved in those activities. The first speaker is Tom Pesek. Tom is a partnership officer in the North American Liaison Office of IFAD, the International Fund for Agricultural Development. Certainly an organization that does a lot of important coordinating with governments, with other agencies, directing policy, looking at resources, looking for resources, and coordinating activities that are absolutely essential at a global level in relation to agricultural agenda. He has an extensive background working in the UN system in New York. He's worked, among other agencies, with the World Food Program. He's currently based in Washington, which under normal circumstances we would recognize as an important global leader in the global agenda. Right now we're not so sure, but I think nonetheless we recognize that puts him in a very strategic place to have his finger on a lot of the important global discussion around food security. So Tom, welcome to the podium. We'll follow the same format, 10-minute presentations. After all speakers have presented, then we'll invite them up to the front. Just I'm Tim Johns from McGill, and my co-chair is Gordon Hickey, who will coordinate the discussion session.
Good morning. Thank you for that introduction. With all that's happening in Washington, well, I should say with all that's not happening in Washington right now, I thought this would be a good time to come up to Canada, where things are still working. I must say I'm always very impressed with the high caliber of presentations and discussions at this annual conference. And I also really enjoy the active participation and enthusiasm from all the students here at McGill. Water is life. Clean water is more life. I like that. Thank you very much to Dr. Melgar Quinones for the invitation to come here and speak with you, to share a multilateral perspective on global food security concerns. Canada is one of EFAD's most highly valued members, or member countries, as we call them. In addition to providing important leadership and a high level of engagement and support for our mission, Canada also has steadily increased its contributions to EFAD, to our past two consecutive replenishments, which are our funding periods, the way in which our resources are replenished. And Canada actually now ranks as the third highest contributor to our organization. But it's not just the funding that we appreciate. Canada, and we've heard a lot of this morning already, Canada has provided important leadership to our organization and has given us a much-needed push, I should say, on certain areas where we've always had a strong focus, but they've pushed us to do even more, to intensify our efforts. And again, we've heard some of these themes already, but I'll just mention them quickly. They're climate, nutrition, and gender, and also expanding our linkages and those of smallholder farmers to the private sector. And I must say, I wasn't remotely surprised to hear our colleague this morning from the Micronutrient Initiative mentioned that Canada is, in fact, the global leader in terms of funding on nutrition. At EFAD, we know that well. So here, I'd just like to provide you with an indication on how I'd like to spend my allotted time, and I hope I don't go over my 10-minute allowance. Firstly, I'd like to provide a bit of a thumbnail sketch of EFAD, a snapshot, if you will, to situate us in the world, then talk about smallholders and their place in the world, then go on to some of the key, obviously I won't touch upon all of them, but some of the key risks and opportunities that we at EFAD see in what really is, and again, we've heard this a lot, both last night at the public lecture, and again this morning, what is really a rapidly transforming rural environment. And then finally, talk a bit about how EFAD is responding to these changes and some of our approaches to supporting smallholders. So, first, a snapshot of EFAD and the optic we use to focus on food security concerns. EFAD has a rather unique organizational profile. In addition to being a specialized United Nations agency, and I've been working for EFAD for almost 10 years, and I'm embarrassed to say that it took a few years before I understood what it meant to be a specialized agency. It really just means that we have a very specialized focus. And in our case, that's rural areas. Obviously, there are a lot of urban and rural linkages, both direct and indirect, but by virtue of our mandate, we have to focus on rural areas. But in addition to being a UN specialized agency, we're also an international financial institution. So we're a bit of a hybrid. We're sometimes referred to as the United Nations Systems, IFI, or International Financial Institution for Smallholder Farmers. And this unique organizational profile lends us some of the legitimacy that comes with being an intergovernmental organization, and then also the resources and the performance standards of international financial institutions. So here you see on the screen a bit about our goal and focus, but quite simply, our mission is to help rural poor people overcome poverty. So EFAD was established in the mid-1970s, amid the then world food crisis, and the international community decided that the world needed an organization that would not only mobilize new and additional resources for agricultural development and food security, but also an organization that would focus on, well, not just focus, but would help to improve understanding of and help address the key causes of food insecurity, rural poverty, and hunger. So I haven't mentioned this, but EFAD, as you may already know, is one of the United Nations' three Rome-based food and agriculture agencies. We were the third and last one created. And one of the key distinguishing features about EFAD in comparison to the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Program is that we're a fund. We're an IFI. So we provide loans and grants to developing country governments, and we're also different in that we do not do immediate needs. We do not do humanitarian assistance. We focus on why people are hungry and are food insecure. Moving on. So here are a few samples or examples of some of the outputs and results EFAD achieves in a typical year. A bit about smallholders. A lot's been said already, and I think or would imagine that understanding of them is quite well known by those of you in this room. But I think it's worthwhile for us to take a moment and really reflect upon and consider the scale of this group. There's a lot of talk about smallholders. And even last night, Marco Ferroni talked about how there are some 500 million smallholder farms in the world. That's true. But when you add with those farms their farm families, you quickly realize that they represent fully one-third of humanity. And so if we're really looking to have an impact on global food security, poverty alleviation, etc., it makes a lot of sense to focus on the rural areas and on smallholders. So, in 2004, to help support smallholder farmers, EFAD established something Bruce Moore, who's here, knows quite a bit about, the Farmers Forum, which is a biennial forum in which farmer organizations and farmer organization leaders from around the world get together for 2 days to exchange their challenges, their needs, their opportunities, and to really make a global call for action on those things that they need support with. But also, as far as EFAD's concerned, these things are then fed into the design and implementation of our actual programs and projects. So again, the rural environment has been changing quite rapidly, and for smallholder farmers, this creates a complex backdrop of both risk and uncertainty on the one hand, and a whole world of opportunity on the other. Some of these risks have been covered quite well, better than I can cover them this morning already, but here are some of them. And I think we all know that agriculture is one of the most inherently risky enterprises to begin with, but once you introduce climate change, an already risky sector becomes incredibly risky, and smallholders who are often quite vulnerable have a difficult time managing that risk. So that's a big thing we at EFAD are working on in terms of our support for them. Moving on to opportunities, there really are quite a lot of them. Okay. There are new opportunities to link with the private sector and for smallholders to get integrated into value chains. For the sake of time, I'll move on a bit, but just like to share a bit about what we at EFAD are doing in terms of new and strategic approaches to these emerging risks and opportunities. Firstly, we're working to match the aspirations of rural poor people. Our president, Kanayo Nwanze, of EFAD at our town hall meetings always asks, what are we doing here? Are we simply helping to manage poverty, or are we helping people to escape poverty? Are we solving it? Next, we're investing in rural transformation to help smallholders sustainably exit poverty, and recognizing that no matter how small, all farmers are business people. Again, focusing on risk and how to reduce it and help smallholders manage it. And again, in addition to doing risk assessments, this also includes an intensification of climate, gender, and nutrition sensitive agriculture. Targeting. This has been a hallmark of EFAD since the beginning, that we don't use a blueprint or cookie cutter approach, but rather when we arrive in a particular community, we tailor our approach to what the needs and realities there are. And as you can see here, our member states at EFAD are quite diverse. We've got low-income countries, middle-income countries, fragile states. Their needs are very diverse, and we need to recognize that and respond to it. More on targeting. We have a very big focus on women, on gender and women, as Bruce Moore pointed out, but also on youth. Okay, I'm moving along. Big focus on farmers' organizations, as I mentioned. Raising our game. We at EFED realize that it's all about the results we're achieving. But more than anything, we realize that for us and for all of us, really, achieving scale, scaling up, is mission critical. Over the next three-year period, EFED has committed to help some 80 million people sustainably exit poverty. And at first glance, that sounds impressive, and maybe it is. But when you look at the scale of the problem, that would still leave some 800 million people food insecure and poor. So it's not enough. We need to do more. And again, what we do also needs to be sustainable. Finally, in conclusion, our experience at EFAD teaches us that with the right conditions and with the right support, smallholder farmers can make an enormous contribution to improving global food security. I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.